With us is a great friend of this show. He's been on many times, and you know him from CBS Sports, NFL Network, a guy who is around this Browns team quite a bit because many CBS assignments have taken him to the Browns. Solomon Wilcots, how's your Super Bowl week going?
Oh, it's been going great, Vic, and it's always great to see you, but it's been a blast. And all the things that we're doing at CBS Sports and with the launch of CBS Sports Network,
yeah.
And the entire CBS family are here and having a great time. It truly is a group and a team effort, and we're going to try to do the best job we can to give you the best experience in what we think is going to be a great Super Bowl matchup.
Any particular stories, features you're going to be working on that we're going to look for on Sunday?
Well, we have a lot of features that are in the hopper, particularly with our NFL Today show.
Mm-hmm.
And Boomer Esiason talked about it, and I think it's going to be one of the more moving pieces and is dealing with O.J. Bergantz,
mm-hmm.
Who's dealing with ALS. Here's a player who played on the last Ravens Super Bowl team.
Right.
And now he's working for the organization, but he's dealing with an illness that we've yet to be able to find a cure for. We're going to talk about that. And obviously, we're going to explore both coaches, the Harbaughs, and have some fun with that. I think people are going to find it very interesting to be able to peel back the layers as we help you to understand both coaches a little bit better.
I talked about how much you've been around this Browns team, and you know how much this Browns team has changed just a short while ago and since the last time we spoke about it. So new head coach in Rob Chudzinski. You know North Turner is the new offensive coordinator. You know Ray Horton's the new defensive coordinator. Let's take it right from the top with the head coach and your thoughts on what this is going to mean for the Browns.
I think everyone in Cleveland is very familiar with Rob Chudzinski. And understanding that this was an offense that helped them win 10 games, even though they should have gone to the playoffs that year,
right.
Of course, when Derek Anderson was the quarterback, went to a Pro Bowl. But he was able to get the best and the most out of Derek Anderson. He was able to create an explosive offense that was exciting, that had big down-the-field throws, as you remember, vertical passing attack. And that is drastically different than the offense we've seen the last couple of years under Pat Shurmur. I truly believe that the long ball and the offense that stretches the field really does suit their young quarterback. I just think it really does help them. And I think they're going to find themselves in a very good place given the new coaching staff and their new system.
Yeah, Brandon Whedon certainly showed a lot of the raw skill that he has, but I think the operative word is raw.
Yeah.
And he needs more of that technical training. So you see the combination, the collaboration of Chudzinski and Turner helping him along that way.
North Turner has made a difference with every young quarterback that he's had. Even when he had Alex Smith, it was one of Alex Smith's best years.
Right.
Okay, when he had all those different offensive coordinators in San Francisco, I believe North Turner can get with a big arm like what Brandon Whedon has. North Turner will be able to help that out. He'll bring in some bigger wide receivers who can get down the field, big guys who can go up and catch the ball,
right.
Much like in the mode of a Vincent Jackson. That's what they're going to be looking for. I think of the receivers you currently have on the roster, no one fits that better than Josh Gordon.
Right.
Now,
I
do believe they're going to maybe have a departure from some of the others, and that's where you have to improve the talent. If the quarterback's going to get better in terms of the guys that he's throwing it to. But North Turner, two things that he always does, creates a vertical passing attack that has big play capability throwing the ball, and he runs the rock. You can ask LaDainian Tomlinson. You can ask Emmitt Smith. And so I can tell you right now, Trent Richardson is going to be a happy man as with the hiring of North Turner.
Solomon Wilcots from CBS Sports joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from Radio Row of Super Bowl 47 in New Orleans. So, Sally, the other part of this is Ray Horton coming aboard as defensive coordinator, and it's going to be a dramatic change. They were a 4-3 team under Dick Geron these past 2 years. I know Ray Horton has talked about multiple fronts, but it still is, at its base, a 3-4 Pittsburgh Steeler concept that he learned under Dick LeBeau as a player and a coach. How do you see that transition being made, knowing what you know of the young talent that the Browns have on defense?
First of all, let me say this. Ray Horton is a brilliant coach. He was one of the smartest players I had ever played with. I was fortunate to have him as a veteran teammate when I came into the league as a rookie. I made the transition from corner to safety. The reason why I was able to do it my second year is because I had a teammate like him who knew that defense that Dick LeBeau taught us when we were in Cincinnati. He knew it better than anyone. He could come in and make plays in games. And I was like, how did you know that? And so that's what he's a Dick LeBeau disciple that, yeah, will blend the 3-4 zone blitz principles. Even though you have a lot of 4-3 personnel there, right. I think he'll learn how to integrate that and make the transition a little bit slower until you can get the talent in to play the 3-4 in a full complement way. So I just think he's going to be great for him. Some of the players there now, you're going to have to find out who's a good fit and who's not. And then you're going to have to start drafting those players.
I mean, there wouldn't be any questions about those big middle guys, Phil Taylor, Tom Rubin, John Hughes.
They're a good fit.
Billy Winn, they're versatile. Where's Jabal Sheard fit, I guess, would be
exactly.
the question.
And who's going to be your edge rusher?
Frosty Rucker, those
that's
guys.
That's right. Those guys got to be stand-up guys, meaning not have the hand on the ground, still be able to rush the quarterback, but also be able to drop into passing lanes, a la a James Harrison.
Right.
A la a Lamar Woodley. And, you know, don't know that you have those players yet on the roster, but that's what they have to go into the draft and start really. But, hey, you know, Mr. Haslam understood that. That he knew what he wanted. He had a vision. That's why he went and got the – if you can't get Dick LeBeau, you get the next best thing to Dick LeBeau. And for all of us who've known Ray Horton, we know that he is that guy.
What did you see in him as a player that told you he could be an outstanding coach?
Football intelligence. His football intelligence. And he has a great demeanor. You know, what I mean by that is he's a teacher. See, you've never seen Dick LeBeau yelling and screaming on sideline. That doesn't get you anywhere. You know, people can – I want to see more of that. Yeah. Tom Landry never did that. He won a lot of games.
Right.
Bill Walsh never did that. Won a lot of games. Tony Dungy never did that. Won a lot of games. Dick LeBeau was always just a consummate teacher. The ability to take an average player and make him good, to make a good player great. And great players who play for Dick LeBeau go to the Hall of Fame. Rod Woodson will tell you that. And that's what really what Ray brings to the table. He's a great teacher. He's got a great temperament. If you coach secondary players, you better have a great temperament. Because guys are going to get beat. Yeah. But you can't go pulling your hair out every time you give up a touchdown pass, right? You better fix it. He'll have answers to get it corrected.
Solomon, thank you so much for taking the time to join us.
Vic, you're the best, man. We always enjoy working with you.
He is Solomon Wilcott from CBS Sports. He, of course, will be part of CBS's extensive coverage of Super Bowl 47. Joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from Super Bowl 47, Radio Row in New Orleans. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.